Today we start Tournaments 101.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Welcome to episode number 25, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in. We are thrilled to have you. My name is Master Zach Hayden, and I am your host for the ATA Nation Podcast. And we are starting a short series on tournaments, all about competing in tournaments, what it's like, why you should do it, things to know before you go to your first tournament, your second tournament, your 100th tournament. Many of you out there in ATA Nation are huge tournament goers, and really the best way to experience what it means to be part of ATA Nation is to visit with others during a tournament. And that's why we're going to have this series about tournaments. I'm thinking of it as Tournaments 101, because though many of you, most of you actually listening to this podcast are tournament participants, some of you are not. And we all know someone in the classes that we take who hasn't been to a tournament. We want their first tournament experience to be awesome, and we want them to be prepared. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to share this episode with somebody who's never been to a tournament before and say, hey, listen to this. Let us know what your questions are about tournaments. Sign up for the next tournament, and I want you guys to go together. Okay? So I want you to find somebody at your school who has not been to a tournament, invite them, share this podcast with them and this series of podcasts about tournaments so they are prepared and excited. Before we get to the details, the nitty-gritty about tournaments, what we want to do is cover why. Why should you be interested in going to tournaments? Now, I have my own list of whys, but I thought it would be great to reach out into our insiders and ask them for their feedback.
Listener feedback.
Our insiders got a text from me earlier about why you should compete in tournaments, and they gave some great advice. So Mr. Holbrook said that in his opinion, the most important reason for competing in tournaments is learning. At tournaments, we learn from our mistakes and our triumphs. Tournaments are also a great opportunity to gain confidence and learn what we are capable of. Great advice there. Learning is a great reason. Tournaments, Maddie Shepherd says, tournaments have helped to realize that I may be the best at their school, or I may be a top of my class in my school, but not the best when it comes to other competitors. So it helps you kind of gauge your training against others. We've got Sam White says, people should compete in tournaments because they unlock a whole new side of martial arts. Not only are they fun to make friends, but all around, but to give you a chance to push yourself even harder and see new places. Oh, that's a great one. Get to see new places, new locations. Mr. Billu has some great advice. He has three rules for tournaments at his club. So number one, have fun. Number two, meet new people. Number three, learn something about your Taekwondo. These are three great reasons and ways to make sure that you have a great tournament event. Let's see. Mr. Horde says, tournaments are a great opportunity to network and grow within the ATA community. I totally agree. Totally agree. Lily Herman says, I think people should compete in tournaments because it's a great experience and it's super fun. Again, I would nail down the main reasons to compete as one, It's the best way to experience and really see what ATA Nation is all about. You get to meet new friends, compete against people that you've never met before. These people can become lifelong friends that it has for many. Tournaments are a great opportunity to motivate us in our training. You may be losing a little bit of steam at your own school, but when you get the chance to maybe compete against others, get inspired by other people's competition and how they're doing, get inspired by state champs, district champs, world champs, it just opens up a whole new level of training for you. And there are so many great things that come from tournaments. So if you have not competed in your first tournament yet, I want you to make a commitment, talk to your instructor and say, hey, sir, ma'am, when is the next tournament in our area? And how can I get ready to compete? That's what I want you to do. Now, let's talk real quick about how to get ready for your first tournament. Some advice for first tournament goers. So this is before we even think about the nitty gritty of what you need to know for competition, how competition is going to take place, those kind of things. We want to start with just some basic advice for first time competitors. Here's a great piece of advice from Mr. Holbrook. Again, these are from our insiders. One, a competitor with confidence is always going to perform better than someone without it. And they will feel more comfortable when stepping into the ring. This is an excellent, excellent piece of advice. If you're getting ready to go to your first tournament, make sure you've trained, you feel comfortable and confident with yourself. You're always going to have some nerves that are going to happen at the tournament event, but you want to feel prepared. Talk to your instructor, have them help you prepare well. Let's see what Maddie Shepherd says about the best thing. It is super important to make sure that you are training hard. She says it's helped her value the time and the training that she's got from her school. Let's see, Mr. White says, advice for a first-time competitor, don't be scared to go and talk to people. Have fun and try your best. That's great advice. Meet someone new. Say hi to them. Get to know them. Ask them where they come from, what school they train at, and do your best. We say in tournaments, to compete is to win. Okay? Obviously, we want to go and we want to place well at a tournament, but getting out there is so much victory compared to those people who have never stepped out on the mat at a tournament. Okay? We have thousands and thousands of members in the ATA, and only a small percentage of those go to a tournament. So you, by going to a tournament, have already stepped ahead of all those other people. Just going and competing is a great way to be a winner right from there. Let's see what Lily Herman says. Don't stress and just have fun. Enjoy it. I think that's another great piece of advice for someone who is going to their very first tournament. So this is some overview advice. Let's get to some really specific advice for you if this is your very first tournament. Okay, let's get down to the nitty gritty. This is if you are getting ready or considering your very first tournament, what I want you to do is break down what you want to do. Get really focused on kind of what will make your first event a victory. And that's just going maybe and showing up. Maybe it's getting through your whole form without freaking out. Maybe it's scoring a point. Set a personal goal. That is an achievable goal for your first tournament event. And then make sure you talk to your instructor about that. Now, we're going to break this series down into a couple different parts because, as some of you know, as most of you know, tournaments are a very involved piece of training. There are many different events. There are different divisions, belt ranking. There's things like the state championship program, districts, worlds, all these different things. And for a brand new competitor, this can be a little bit overwhelming. So we want to break it down. And today we're just going to focus on the difference between Tiger competition, recreational competition, and championed competition. Okay, so these are the three main kinds of competition, not the individual events, but the three kinds of competition. So number one, if you're an ATA Tiger, you're going to do ATA Tiger event. Okay? That is the division, the group that you, the kind of competition that you will do. ATA Tiger competition is an introduction to competition. So they're not being judged against each other. They're not getting first, second, third places, nothing like that. They're able to do their competition. They're able to do the things that they've worked on in class. They're able to participate and get the feeling of what it will be like when they're scored later on in some of the higher age divisions. So the Tiger division, great, great way to start out. If you or someone in your family is an ATA Tiger, I highly encourage you to get started in tournaments at the Tiger division because you can get that comfort level. Your child will start to be comfortable and feel calm and less stress at the events. And then when it's time for them to maybe take their training to the next level in a kids program and maybe going to a champion division, they'll be ready for that. So that's number one. Tiger division or Tiger competition is based mainly on age. And you talk to your instructor about whether that's the right grouping for you to be in. Now, for our other competitors, there are two main groupings of competition. You can be either a recreational competitor or you can be a champion competitor. And the way each of these groups run is almost exactly the same with a few little differences. So let me first mention why you would want to do one over the other. If it is your very first tournament event, you're nervous, you're not sure what's going to happen, and you really just are looking at the experience, and you're not sure that you're confident enough with your material, you might decide that recreational is the way to go for you. Recreational division is just that. It's recreational. It's people who want to go and compete, but are not necessarily worried about getting into the state standings or the world standings. It's for someone who wants to take their time and enjoy the process with a little less stress. Not that the champion division has stress, okay? So it certainly does not mean that. But a champion division is a group that's going to take things a little bit more seriously. And these individuals are often trying to earn a place in the state or world standings. And so the competition can be a little more heavy in these groups. Okay? So often what I do for my students, and this is just for my students, is I will talk to them and I will say, hey, let's talk about your first tournament. How do you feel? What are your goals? And then we will talk about whether the recreational division or the champion division is a better fit for them for that event. So I highly suggest that you talk to your instructor about what division or what group is best for you. Most of my students at their first tournament will start in a recreational division, and then many of them, if they are going to continue in the tournament competitions, will move to a champion division. Now, what does the difference between these two divisions look like? Number one, in forms competition, recreational students can do half of the form instead of the full form. And depending on the school that you attend, across the world, we have different instruction styles, different curriculum requirements, depending on different school owners and what their focus is for their students. So I'll tell you that my basic color belt students will learn half of a form instead of the entire thing. And so my students, when they are ready to go to their first tournaments, will start in a recreational division because they don't know the whole form. They can compete just like everybody else with half of their form instead of their full form in their recreational division. Their recreational division will get no points towards a state or world or district standings in any way, but that's not their concern. They want to get the experience. They want to know what it's like. And then often they'll come back from the tournament and say, hey, that was great. I loved it. Let's do it again. But tell me about this state champion thing, or tell me about this district champion thing. And then we'll start the conversation about moving to a champion division. A champion division, students are required to do the entire form, obviously, as that is what they're going to be judged on. And other than that, it looks basically the same. Okay? The competitions between these two, if you're walking by and watching, you're probably not going to know the difference between a recreational group of students and a champion group of students, other than if you watch their forms competition, they might just do half. That's the only real difference, except for often the mindset of the student going in. So I encourage you to have that discussion with your instructor about what they think would be best for you. Go in, think about the goals that you have for yourself, and consider whether recreational or champion division is a better fit for you. Now, I want to leave you real quick with an overview of tournament competition options. So going to your first tournament, you can choose from a plethora of awesome events to compete in. We have traditional forms, traditional weapons, combat sparring, traditional sparring. We have extreme forms, extreme weapons, creative forms, creative weapons, and we have team sparring and team combat sparring as well. So there are a lot of different events that you can participate in. In our next episode, we're going to go over these different events, talk about them, and see, give you some thoughts on what you might decide to do for your first tournament. Now, ATA Nation, some of you are pros. You have been to so many tournaments that you could give probably a better tournament 101 class than I could. If that's the case, then what I want you to do is share this episode with one person who hasn't gone to a tournament yet and say, hey, I want you to listen to this series. I want your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, whoever to listen to this series. And I want you to commit to going to tournament. And you talk to them and you go, hey, Johnny, I want you to go to a tournament with me. I want us to go together. We'll compete. And after the tournament, we'll go out to dinner and celebrate how we did. Right? So I want you to make that commitment. If you are part of ATN Nation and you've been to tournaments before, I want you to talk to one other person and make sure that they sign up to listen to these episodes, because we're going to give them a great overview. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap up Tournaments 101, Episode 1. Now, the next couple episodes, we're going to be doing some Tournament 101 going through this series, but that doesn't mean we're not going to have some other interviews and other awesome information for you. Real quick, let's hit upcoming events.
Here's what's going on in ATA Nation.
Well, ATA Nation, there are far too many tournaments on the schedule for me to list all of them. Let's hit just the A tournaments right now. Not sure what the difference between an A, a B, and a C tournament is. Don't worry, stay tuned to Tournaments 101 series and we'll tell you. We have a Class A in Georgia on September 11th. That's this weekend. It's also my daughter's birthday. In Arizona on the 18th, Naperville, Illinois, the 18th. Class A in South Bend, Indiana on September 25th. You'll see me at that one. Also in Sandusky, Ohio on September 25th. Don't forget, we also have in October, some Class B's, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Springdale, Arkansas, Emerson, Georgia, Aurora, Colorado, Idaho Falls, Idaho, and of course we have our Fall Nationals in beautiful Little Rock, Arkansas. Lots of great stuff going on there. Make sure you have registered. I signed up for some of the training. I'm going to the traditional gum dough boot camp. I am super excited about that. They just announced a 2-day PPCT concealed carry program with Grandmaster Caruso and Bruce Siddle. Oh man, if I weren't doing mastership training, I would have signed up for that because it looks amazing. A new thing out from PPCT. It's 21 and over only though. Make sure you check that out. But, look at this. Look at this, overview. PPCT Tactical Firearms Training is proud to announce its latest program, Concealed Carry. This basic student course includes threat pattern recognition, movement time modal, evasion drills, multiple draw techniques, grip and shooting techniques. Oh man. Sounds like fun. All kinds of great stuff at the Nationals in Little Rock. Make sure you get registered for that. Go to atamartialarts.com. Click on the events. Go down to Fall Nationals. Check that out. That's going to wrap it up. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the rest of your week. And please, if you have not joined our insiders, you are missing out. Just send me a text on... This is what I want you to do. Send me a text if you've ever gone to tournaments or if you've never gone to tournaments. Be like, yes, no, to 260-250-3975. That's all you got to do. ATA Nation, make sure you're out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
So many of you guys out there in ATA Nation, especially you insiders, I know you, some of this tournament information is super basic for you. You guys are like, hey, I've been to it 3 million tournaments. I don't need this advice. But, this is really, really what I want you to do. For many of us, we know tournaments like the back of our hands. But they can be super intimidating for someone who's never done one before. And we want to make sure that we help those people have a great first event. So that's why we're doing this series to really help make tournaments understandable, make them enjoyable for their first time, give parents and family members a resource for understanding the craziness that can feel the craziness that kind of comes from tournaments, it's a fun crazy. We all love it, but it can be intimidating. So send me a message on what advice, what tips that you would suggest for people, whether it be keeping track of their points, whether it be something to help somebody with having all their gear. What kind of tips would help make an event easy for someone? Something that you wish you'd known the first five tournaments you went to. Can you do that for me? Thanks, guys. Take care.